Theou Oikonomon, God's steward. The Oikonomos governs, supervises, and manages the household of God or priestly undertaking. It is an action done in accord with God's will. It is the divine administration of the church as his house. Many fathers interpret it as a philanthropic action bonding together the believers given to their ministry by God. Not arrogant, mi afthadi. Everyone tries to evaluate himself in terms of his needs, his ideas, his desires, and his judgments. It is a fundamental depravity in many relationships to other beings, a search for subordination to me. Pride is a denial of God, an invention of the devil, contempt for humans. It is a flight from God's help and the source of anger and the gateway of hypocrisy. The vainglory is the source for the lust of power and arrogance. Those who have vainglory are idol worshippers because they are seeking to please themselves and not God. They pray and fast to be praised by people. Forgetfulness of God manifests itself in vainglory and lust of power. Through it, we ascribe the virtue to ourselves and blame the others as being imperfect. It is the greatest of all sins. It is the devil's chief sin. It is the root and mother of all sins. Love of self is the root of all vices. It is the passion of attachment for the body. Pride injures others. Other vices harm only those who commit them. Pride inflicts far more injury on others. Not soon angry, me or yilon. Anger dominates us because we seek the other person as an obstacle. The self-centered man wants to see himself alone. He hates to see an obstacle. He wants to impose on the others his own point of view by force. Anger comes from an internal refusal of the other person or his ideas. It destroys the community life and separates the brethren. It is also the result of self-seeking, selfishness, and envy. Romans 2:8, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth, follow evil, and they obey wrath and anger. It is a regression toward the fallen nature and the pre-incarnational status. Anger should be directed against the devil. It is implanted in us as a sort of sting to make us angry against the devil and to make us vehement against him, not to set in us array against each other. The tears of repentance should wipe anger. When we die to ourselves, we do not care anymore about being insulted. When all bad spirits dwell in one vessel, in which the Holy Spirit also dwells, the vessel cannot contain them but overflows. Therefore, the repentant spirit is a tender spirit then, not being accustomed to dwell with the wicked spirit, nor with hardness, but withdraws from such a man and seeks to dwell with meekness and peacefulness.